Little more than 3 weeks remain to Election Day in the United States. President Bush stayed off the campaign trail today. Senator John Kerry spoke at churches. The two men meet again for a final debate Wednesday night in Tempe, Arizona. To help us assess this final stretch of the campaign, we've invited two political veterans. Frank Donatelli is here in the studio. He was a campaign aide and political director for President Reagan. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Leon Panetta was President Clinton's former chief of staff, and he's on the line from Carmel Valley, California. Welcome to you.
Nice to be with you, Jennifer.
Frank Donatelli, let's begin with you. In the last debate, many people said President Bush performed better than he did in the first debate. Is he in good shape now, or is there something he still needs improvement on?
It's still a very winnable race for either candidate. It's still very close. But you asked about the second debate, and I thought that President Bush did two things well, especially. The first one was that the format, I thought, was very, very good for his talents. It's very tough to just stand there at a podium for an hour and a half. I think that he was more comfortable walking around the stage and the space provided. So he, I think, was much more comfortable and visually came off much, much better. The second point is for the first time he got ideology into this race. He talked several times about him being a conservative and John Kerry being the most liberal senator in the entire Senate. And, you know, Americans vote for a lot of reasons. A lot of them vote on self-interest. But I think more Americans accept the conservative view of government, less taxes and so forth, as opposed to the liberal view. And I think to the extent that much like his father in 1988 when ran against Michael Dukakis, Michael Dukakis talked about competence over ideology. I think the president is able to make ideology more important in this race. That would be an advantage for him.
So going for a base then?
Well, going for a base, but also defining the electorate more in philosophical terms. I think that's a good thing for him.
Leon Panetta, you watched President Clinton up close. In these last 3 weeks of a campaign, is it more important for the candidate to solidify his base or appeal to independents?
Well, I think the argument is always that there's a group of undecideds out there that will largely determine what happens in this race, but I have a different view. I think that in as close and competitive a race as we're seeing, I think it really is about voter turnout and about reinforcing your base. And clearly that's what President Bush is doing. He is being very conservative in his presentations. He's being very direct. He's saying the things that appeal largely to his base, and I think the same thing is true for John Kerry. The reality here is that we probably have fewer undecideds than people are saying. I think what you're looking at that is going to be very hard to determine is a large number of people who are now registered to vote who probably are not on anybody's poll list as to how they're going to vote. So I think the effort probably by both sides right now is to focus on turnout and making sure that their voters get to the polls.
Well, you mentioned appealing to the base, and a traditional base for the Democrats have been African Americans, but some polls suggest John Kerry hasn't really made the case to them. Do you see this?
I think that the one thing that has come out of these debates is that there really is a very clear choice here in terms of where each will take the country. I mean, there are very clear differences on Iraq, on jobs, on health care, on stem cell research, on right to choose, on deficit, on the environment. So there's a very clear choice, and I think that those in the party bases on both sides understand that choice. And for that reason, I think you're going to get a very strong turnout on both sides. It's going to be a close race.
What about conservative Christians, a lot of whom sat home in 2000? Has Mr. Bush managed to persuade a lot of them?
Well, we'll find out. He certainly has made a major effort to involve conservative Christians. I have seen one survey that showed that fully 38% of Bush's support in Ohio was from conservative Christians. So in those areas where they are strong, I think they probably will turn out for him.
Listening to the debates, watching them on television, these two candidates seem to not like each other very much. The rivalry seems personal. Is this a symptom of the current polarization in the country, do you think? Or is there really something personal here, Leon Panetta?
It is interesting that you've got two individuals who come from very much the same kind of background of wealth, and they both went to Yale, both were members of the Skull and Bone Society. They pretty much come from the same kind of background, and yet they came up with very different personalities. And so you have these very distinct differences, even though they come out from very much the same background. And I think it probably has produced a kind of personal dislike. You know, in many ways, it isn't the best kind of campaign by virtue of that, but I guess one has to understand, again, that they're appealing to each other's base, and probably one of the ways you appeal to the base is by attacking personally the other candidate.
Frank Donatelli, is the atmosphere this year really different?
This is the longest, most expensive campaign in our history. John Kerry has been the de facto Democratic nominee since March. Of course, President Bush has been in office. So they've been going at each other not just since September, but since last April. In addition to that, you have an unprecedented expenditure of money, not just the candidate's personal campaign funds, but also all these 527 organizations that are joining the attack. So it shouldn't be surprising that after all this time, it's become personal between the two candidates. That being said, I do believe that there has been a lot of substantive discussion on the issues. I think that the debates, the three debates that we have had so far, have served the American public very well because it reveals clear differences in foreign policy and domestic policy between the two candidates.
Frank Donatelli is a former aide to President Reagan. Leon Panetta was a member of Congress and President Clinton's chief of staff. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.